This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on Thursday, December 5th, the DJV program, where we talk about just about everything: how to take care of your car, how to take care of your life, how to take care of your health, how to take care of your children, how to take care of your spouse, how to take care of the radio personality you love the most. Pick among four: Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling. Coming up in the world, she is the person in charge of the technology factor here on the DJV program. All of us are here to set the record straight. So, Jennifer, your turn to set the record straight. What is, who's doing what?
All set.
To whom? Yeah.
I had a story all set and ready to go to fire you up, but we're going to have to hold that to tomorrow, which is a bummer. But, because there's some breaking news, and the breaking news is that Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has decided to speak at the top of the next hour. So that means in the next hour or so, we're going to know exactly what the House of Representatives is going to do.
The impeachment takeaways! Hooray!
Impeachment. This is not her normal Thursday press conference. She is going to be having that to answer questions. And if it gives you any indication as to what she's going to say, she's got a big interview scheduled on. I'm sorry?
She got Nadler with her?
No, I don't know. I don't know. She may have Nadler and Schiff behind her. I don't know. The way this, but she's got a big interview scheduled tonight on CNN. So I wonder what she's going to announce. She's going to be addressing the country on a teleprompter. She's going to not take questions. This is just basically her in the room making an announcement that will happen in just a bit. Yesterday, the Judiciary Committee heard testimony from constitutional law experts ahead of drafting articles of impeachment. Democrats are now debating whether or not to include Mueller's report in articles of impeachment to build what they consider would be a stronger case against the president. The House Judiciary Committee's first impeachment hearing was led by Jerry Nadler, who was interrupted a lot by Republicans talking about parliamentary procedure. And really, the big request was asking for a minority hearing, meaning Republicans should be allowed, I guess, under parliamentary rule to have a hearing of their own on impeachment. We don't know exactly what she's going to say, but
really?
I do believe that this is probably her foray into articles, that the articles of impeachment will be voted on. So what happens next, if that is what she's going to say, is that the committee will have to redline the report that was given to them by Adam Schiff and the Intel Committee. Then they would vote on it in the committee, move it out for a full House vote, which will happen before Christmas.
Isn't that sweet? Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. So let's see. Nadler, he's a... Well, I don't even want to get into the personalities of this stuff because it's more of the same old yada yada. I did find it interesting that Representative Devin Nunes... Is it Nunes? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Nunes.
Nunes has filed a $435 million lawsuit against CNN. The story that he's upset about reported that he met with a Ukrainian prosecutor last year to talk about digging up dirt on Joe Biden. CNN said it got the info from a lawyer representing an associate of Rudy Giuliani, who'd been indicted on campaign finance charges. The lawsuit disputes CNN's report, calling it, quote, a demonstrably false hit piece and fake news. So that's kind of a ballsy move. In a manner of speaking, right? You can sue anybody for anything, but this gets a lot of, you know, brings back around. You know, if somebody's coming up with that number, however they come up with that number, CNN maybe is on notice, and maybe they don't care. Maybe it's part of, you know, the cost of doing business.
The CNN thing, that's the interesting part of that, I don't know that CNN is going to really be guilty here or culpable, because they got the information from, you know, the two hoodlums. Yeah, they got the information from Les Parvnez or whatever his name is.
But it isn't their responsibility to check it out
from their lawyer.
Find out if it's true or not. I mean, isn't that the job of a good reporter?
That's what Devin Nunes is saying, is that you've got to investigate your sources. And I think one of the rubs for me, and this is really not political, it's what the media is doing now, is that they take an anonymous leaker and they don't put their name in the article. And that person can say anything they want. And they say, well, this is what the witness told us. Well, is it true or not? I mean, there should be some accountability as to what gets published.
But this person is named. This is the attorney for Les Parvnez or whatever his name is. He's the source.
No, I know.
And they went public with that.
I'm saying that they still have the right to, they still have the job or the obligation to investigate that. And then part two of that was that so many journalists are now relying on anonymous sources. They're reporting whatever they want willy-nilly, and they're just not doing that extra step.
It's like tabloids get away with that. Sources say, you know, sources inside whatever whoever's camp says. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I love that stuff. My Pillow, I've got the report inside this camp. My Pillow, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. My Pillow makes mattresses, the most comfortable mattresses you'll ever own. My Pillow makes sheets, the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. My Pillow makes mattress toppers, the most comfortable mattress toppers you'll ever own. And now, My Pillow has towels, brand new, last month from My Pillow, the soft, beautiful bath towels that really work. That is, they actually absorb. What a content. Oh, my God. How about that? And the colors, we love the colors. Although, I think you got white. Didn't we decide who got white? I got white. Green. And everybody said, huh? Why'd you get green? I don't know, because it was different. I wasn't thinking about whether it matched anything or not. I just thought green would be cool. But there are all kinds of cool. There's white, there's gray, there's brown, there's mauve. Are you impressed, ladies, that I know what mauve is? Mauve.
I'll be impressed if you can tell us what color that actually is instead of
it's
just
a purple.
Reading the name.
No, it's a purplish color. What do you mean? Mauve is a purplish color. I remember that from my crayon set when I was a little kid. Right? That's when you see mauve for the first time. Anyway, all these towels are 100% cotton, grown in the USA. They are made in the USA. They get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So let's check out the MyPillow website, MyPillow.com. See what you can get for all the members of your family. Good Christmas ideas. Nice new pet bed would be good. Your dog or cat can get a new nice MyPillow pet bed. They are very cool. I have one for Daisy May. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the, they have a tab now for radio listener specials. Get 30% off the towels, 50% off mattresses, up to 66% on some of the pillows and special deals abound. MyPillow.com. Sleep better. Dry yourself off better. It's all cool. Radio listener specials tab. Get the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the promo code DJV.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Quarter after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with a fellow that I've known. Just trying to think of. Actually, I think you and I were together when I was at WEEI, or we were both
right,
at
WEEI, back
right?
In the 80s, in the mid-80s through 1991, around
that. When you had dark hair.
When I had blonde hair.
Oh, is that what?
It hasn't changed, Doug.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm just looking at a picture. It's been so long. I'm so happy to have you on and to get caught up with you. You have been not only a good radio guy, you're always a great commentator on some of the great political issues of the day, but you've also spent a lot of time developing help for people around the world. And thus, this is Giving Week. You know, people say, well, let's have him on Tuesday. Well, I extend it. My decree is that this is Giving Week instead of just Giving Tuesday.
Well, and your excuse can be that the storm hit all across the country on Tuesday, so we postponed it 2 days.
Yes, that's the way to do it. Okay, so let's talk about AFRAMED and why this is so important for not only you extolling the value and virtue of it, but what it does. What can people expect to get from giving to AFRAMED?
Well, it's what they won't get, and that's the most important thing. When I was over in Africa a while back, I saw the amount of poverty that exists, but I saw the basis for a country growing and becoming strong and its people becoming healthy, and that was the Ivory Coast, known as Côte d'Ivoire, on the west coast of Africa. And I said, you know, my family's never going to suffer these problems. My granddaughter's never going to have to worry about whether she gets to see a doctor or has good health. And I went back to my hotel. I wrote a protocol. I shared it with the government while I was there. And they loved it. They said this should be the blueprint for all of West Africa. And when I say it's what we won't get, it's at this time when we had conquered so many diseases, so many problems in our country, now all of a sudden all of those things are creeping back in because people are carrying from other parts of the world. Malaria is still a problem. Dysentery, and there's so many problems that are facing people, especially on the continent of Africa, because a lot of people turned their back on it for a long time. So what we're doing is we put together a foundation. I called a number of friends around the country, and I shared the information. They said, count me in. We spent the last 2 years preparing the website, getting the protocols done, getting our 501c3 status, getting certified by the government of Côte d'Ivoire. And now we're going to be able to go and build 6 clinics, not hospitals, but 6 clinics across the country in the Ivory Coast that will begin the process of giving mothers and children basic health care, not an extreme health care, but basic health care, something they haven't had. And for those who are poor and have no money, they'll be able to access this for free, and those who can afford to pay certain levels, that'll be tiered up. But it's something that I felt needed to be done. It's something that others should look at. And AFRAMED.org, which is the website, you know, tells the story. Matter of fact, one of your longtime friends, Rod Fritz, who used to work with you as well.
Yeah, we were all together, yep.
He did the commentary that's online, and it tells the story of a country that is starting to make the corner. They're producing products. They're selling products. They're the best port in West Africa. And you know, they just need to have a lifestyle similar to what you and I get to enjoy every day. And
well, not even that, Gene, but having basic things. And isn't it wonderful that you've been able to put together this, you found this need, that, and for the most part, people don't even know where this place is.
I know. Well, if they look on a map, they'll see Côte d'Ivoire. It's right next to Ghana.
And the Ivory Coast. It's called the Ivory Coast. The French name is Côte d'Ivoire, but Ivory Coast.
Right on the west coast of Africa, and AFRAMED.org is the website. I encourage people to go in, send anything, $1, $2, $10, whatever you can afford. This is going to help them, but also help us because it helps to eradicate some of the problems that we're facing again in this country.
Yeah, and well, we also, though, we give money to circumstances through USAID, and this would be this is doing it on your own, and because it is Helping Week, and maybe paying it forward, whatever, however you want to classify it, go to AFRAMED, spelled as it sounds, A-F-R-I-M-E-D, AFRAMED.org, see what Gene and his colleagues are doing, and imagine how much good could be done if it would be expanded. Maybe that's what happens after this gets taken care of well, but the expansion into other parts of Africa especially certainly warranted. Gene Hartigan from AFRAMED.org. Give it some thought. AFRAMED.org. Thanks, Gene. Great to talk to you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The hour, the musical portion of this hour, each week at this time, goes back to a particular week or this week in a particular year. This week, we go back to this year. Well, how about today? We go back to this week in 1966. Top five songs included one by Johnny, whose last name is really Italian and I can't pronounce it, but he changed his name to Rivers. A Riviola Cola or something like that. Anyway, Johnny Rivers was number five with The Poor Side of Town. One of the original story songs, Victoria. A story about a lady from the poor side of town. You want to listen to a little of this? Do you know the ladies? Do you know these lyrics? Do you know this song?
I've never heard this one, though.
Haven't you? Oh, yeah. Tell me, please, how much you love me. Love me, love me, love me. I always liked these sorts of songs. When I was a jock, I had a lot of fun, but I liked some of the music I really enjoyed listening to, because of that era, you played every 3 hours, played the same songs over and over and over again. It was the hits, playing the hits. And so this was a pleasant story, at least, to listen to. Number four, Mitch Ryder's first hit with the Detroit Wheels was a song called Devil, with a blue dress on. Nope. I don't know what you got there, but that's not it.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound like that.
I don't know. You can thank our library
for having it mislabeled.
That's not Mitch Ryder. Anyway.
But that's a good song. I do know that song.
It's a good song. It is a fun song. Yep. There you go.
Wow. I just like to make sure that you still know what you're talking about with the song.
Thank you very much. This is it. B-5-0-0-5. Here she come. Yep. With a wig hat and change to match. This guy's still on the road. He looks like he's a little long on the tooth, but he's still belting them out. Mitch Ryder, number four. Number three was a group from England called the New Vaudeville Band, the studio group. The silliest song you've ever heard. One of them, man. Winchester cuts April. That's how they did it. Literally held their nose while they were singing the song. Winchester cuts April.
You could have done something.
What do you think
That sounds like if someone's holding their nose.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. Yeah. Some silly little studio on the east end of London. All right, so that story. Number three this week in 1966 belonged to a new vaudeville band, Beach Boys. One of their biggest songs ever. Number two on its way to number one. Good Vibes. Bleachy Beach Boys. Who doesn't know this song? This is a universal hit, right? All ages.
Oh, yeah.
Does everybody know this song?
I think other planets know this song.
Yes. This is one of those songs that's been used in 100 television shows, movies, commercials. It sort of is one of the four or five quintessential good vibes. Well, yeah, good vibes from the Beach Boys. This was Brian Wilson at his best, actually. Number one this week in 1966. These are two groups vying back and forth for a lot of positioning. Diana and the Supremes spent 2 weeks at number one with You Keep Me Hanging On. Listen, Digging the Dugger on FM 105. the silly days.
Not that we aren't silly now.
Did we like the Supremes? Yeah, we liked the Supremes.
Of course, yeah.
It's really, there's another definition of the era. Came from the music of Motown, especially a couple of the girl groups like the Supremes. So there it is. Poor Side of Town, number five. Devil with a Blue Dress On was number four. Winchester Cathedral is three. Good Vibrations, two. And You Keep Me Hanging On by the Supremes. Those are the top five songs this week in 1966, courtesy of Throwback Thursday on the DJV Show.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment inquiry hitting a new level yesterday as four law professors testified before the House Judiciary panel, providing constitutional context for the impeachment inquiry into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine. Just a short time ago, while visiting Portugal, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about his alleged involvement in that July phone call.
I'll answer only this. It's just all wrong.
A shooting at the U.S. Naval Shipyard in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, has left three people dead, including the gunman. The shooter was a sailor who opened fire yesterday on three Defense Department workers before shooting himself, a third victim in stable condition. Defense Chief Mark Esper says the pullback of U.S. forces in northeastern Syria is now complete. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The DJV program on the air at 34 after the hour this Thursday, the 5th of December. 2 days away from Pearl Harbor Day. Unfortunately, the news today from Pearl Harbor, not so good. Victoria, what's the scoop?
A sailor opened fire yesterday afternoon at the U.S. Navy shipyard at Pearl Harbor, the joint base there in Hawaii, and two civilian shipyard employees were killed. A third was wounded before dying, and then another, the actual shooter, killed himself. And this is according to the Navy spokespeople, and they said that a third civilian employee was being treated for wounds at a local hospital. Looks like he's expected to live. The shooter was an active duty sailor, and he was assigned to the USS Columbia, and they said it's unclear whether or not the attack was targeted. The victims' names are being withheld pending, you know, investigation and, of course, family notification, which is sad. But they don't really know what motivated this guy. They said it happened at 2:30 local time yesterday afternoon, and it's sort of a developing story at this point. But it's not really, you know, it's not something that you hear of. Yeah, but this could be, you know, some basically the shipyard where this happened is directly across the harbor from the National Pearl Harbor Memorial. And so, and like you said, Pearl Harbor Day is coming up. So,
is a at that location is a memorial for my uncle, who was the commander of the USS Wahoo. And I remember first time I went there, how chilling it was to look out over, because you can see where the Arizona is. It's directly in line. So what where this place is also directly in line with where the Arizona rests in the harbor.
Mm.
It's really... All right, well, and hold a good thought for the people and the families as much as anything else, and then wonder what in the world is going on. Maybe we move to a little, I don't know whether you consider this good news. I do, in a manner of speaking anyway. There is need for benefit cuts for people who are abusing the food stamp program. This is another one of these things where Trump, even though he bludgeons everything and everybody, he's on the right side of this issue in terms of how much waste, fraud, corruption, abuse there is in the food stamp program. It's outrageous how many people collect unemployment benefits and get food stamps and they have no business. And meanwhile, they take away from the available pool for people who really need it. And that's what I find offensive. People who would, in essence, steal excuse me, from those who need it. So now work requirements for those seeking food stamp benefits are going to be tightened down according to the new regs. The regulation makes it harder for states to apply for waivers to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP, when it comes to able-bodied adults with no dependents. If you're not working and you're able to work, then you ought not to. There are plenty of jobs around for able-bodied people. There just are. The regulation is going to impact 680,000 people once it's implemented next spring. Over the course of 5 years, it's supposed to generate $5.5 billion in savings. It's about time, as far as I'm concerned. We all know somebody or people that have been... there are two sides to this. We all know people who don't deserve to get the benefits, who abuse them, and we all know somebody who doesn't have the benefits for whatever the reason, because they don't know how to apply, they have been turned down for reasons that are erroneous, however it works. But there are a lot of people who need to be on assistance programs who are not, and there are a lot of people who are on these damn programs that have no business being on them. So I give a shout out to the Trumpsters for at least bringing this to the surface. They do this with obvious things. Again, the trade stuff is another example. But this at home has been an abuse that's gone on and on and on. And it's about time that people who deserved to get this help got it, and not people who don't deserve it. That's really the bottom line here. So hopefully that that this thing will straighten that out. Also, the story this week of a bishop in Buffalo who's been forced to step down. You remember hearing the accusations earlier in the week that he mishandled clergy sexual abuse claims. And so now the Vatican says the Pope has told him, I love how they say this, isn't it great? Accepted Bishop Richard Malone's resignation. Really? They called him up and said, get the hell out. And then he was supposed to retire in a couple of years, so does he go to some camp for old bishops? Who knows? But he was accused of covering up a lot of allegations of a lot of sexual misconduct against a lot of priests and nuns. And you don't hear that often, Victoria. You don't hear the sexual abuse charges against nuns. Although my former wife, God love her, had some hair-raising stories.
There are a few
stories. Documentaries
on, on Netflix.
Some of the stories.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
By the way, to finish the story, those don't know, I was married to a woman who was a former nun. She'd been in a convent for 5 years. She came out, first person she met was me, and we got married 3 months later. And she was an avid, she went to church four times a day. And then she started not feeling guilty about not going to church. And then she started opening up about some of the things that were going on with the nuns and how they treated the what they call it, novitiates, right? Is that the right word? I think that's the right
word. You're talking to the wrong person.
Yeah,
I think
novitiates, yeah. But the people in Buffalo, the Catholics, have been after this guy for a year. So that's how long it took. Even this pope, who is one of the better popes in our lifetime, I think, maybe the best, they still are tone deaf when it comes to this stuff. Or they're still trying to handle the stuff with kid gloves. But the news people are all over this guy. There was some leaked audio that came of Malone saying that he was in a crisis situation, a true crisis. He said, quote, "And everybody in the office is convinced this could be the end for me as bishop, could force me to resign if, in fact, they make a story of it." That's talking about the news media. So the FBI even got involved in this, and the state attorney general opening investigations into the entire operations of the Catholic Diocese of Buffalo. So they are another black eye for the Catholic Church that just doesn't, even with the great leadership of this Pope, they don't seem to be able to control or wrap themselves around this or to figure out a way to get rid of the people who are a problem and keep them from molesting youngsters who are in the charge of the church. These altar boys and girls, and then the stuff that goes on in the Catholic
I don't know if these are new cases that he was holding or that are hiding, but I'm assuming these are probably older cases.
Yeah.
It just seems like they need to go in and do a clean sweep of everybody who's been there for way too long, because everybody who's been there for a long time knows something. They all do.
Yeah, you're right about that. Okay, well, there it is, the summary of some of the stuff going on. I think it's time for us to focus on getting me a gift for Christmas. So, in light of my need to suggest to people who maybe care about getting me a gift for Christmas, in a moment or two, we're going to have a discussion that is only for men, ladies. Gifts exclusively for the man in your life. Actually, this might be a good idea for you, Victoria. Take care of Lewis. That would maybe get a couple of ideas for that. All right, speaking of ideas for Christmas and the new year, Calitrin, the weight loss product that I happily endorse and get behind, because I've used it, and I like the way it takes care of my body. I like the way I take care of my body, but every once in a while, especially every year, it starts at Thanksgiving and goes through the business of the you know, the parties and the Christmas and the New Year's and all that other stuff. And so it's time for you to really be defensive when it comes to this. I don't know, every day, I wonder why they use the term offensive, defensive, but you're on the offense, you're trying to keep the weight from, you're starting now. That's basically the bottom line with the diet. Don't wait until February. Let's get healthy right now and stay healthy through the holidays by keeping the weight off. Eat what you want, but stay on the program and stay with it consistently, and you will lose the weight and keep it off. Even if you don't lose any weight, you keep off the new stuff. Breakthrough technology, fabulous product. It's called Calitrin. Go to their website, Calotren. You'll see how it is. There's nothing in this thing that's negative at all. You can go to their Facebook page and see the ingredients are pretty simple. There's nothing in it. I don't like to sell negatively. I do say oftentimes that there's nothing in it. There's no drugs. There's no diet. There's no crash dieting. No stimulants. But basically, what it is a lot of positive natural ingredients that will help you lose the weight and keep it off. 6-month plan only costs you 3 months, though. You buy 3 months of this product right now for Christmas, and you get the other 3 months free. Go to Calitrin.com right now. Use the DJV code and get the best bargain of the year on the best way to lose weight at any time. Calitrin.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
This is the season of gifting, and it's time you came up with a good idea for me. That's really the bottom line here. This is all about me. That's not. It's really all about men. Clint Carter has been a journalist, worked for Men's Journal, Men's Health, has actually contributed to Women's Health magazine as well. I remember your monthly dating advice column, The Guy Next Door. Right? Do you miss writing that column?
You got the whole thing, bio.
Yeah, that's the whole deal. Wow. I think I don't have you in terms of looking at doing the gifting department, being an expert here. Let's talk about the things. Is this about fashion? Where do we start with all the things that you would like to suggest to whomever would like to get guys, the guys in your life, nice, meaningful presents.
Well, we've got a little bit of everything here, so I'll just kick it off with something that I think is really good for the DIY type guy who spends a lot of time in the garage or out in the yard, and it's a product called 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. So what it primarily is this is hearing protection. So they go over your ears like headphones, except they're designed to block out the hazardous noise that's coming off of equipment like lawnmowers, miter saws, or even snow blowers. So these motors put out a lot of noise. So and that can cause hearing damage. So the 3M WorkTunes block that noise. Really simple. But what makes these better than other hearing protection that you might find is the fact that they also have Bluetooth speakers inside. So while you're blocking out the loud noise, you can stream music or podcasts from your smartphone. So it's a really smart combination of products here. And it has hands-free calling. So when somebody calls you and you've got your work gloves on, you can just accept the call by pushing a button on the outside of the ear cup. And you accept the call, you start talking, you don't have to take off your gloves, you don't have to fish around in your pocket. So it's a really smart tool for you know, like I said, those guys that are working with power tools. You can find it at Amazon, Walmart, or your local hardware store.
Important. I have a farm, and I have a lot of exposure to lots of noise. This sounds like a perfect gift for me. All right, what else do we have in the must-have department there, Clint?
Must-have for the coffee lover. We've got a brand-new Philips espresso machine with Latte Go. So what this does is with a simple push of one button, you can make five different cafe-style drinks, like a cappuccino, Americano. You can even just make a regular black coffee if that's what you prefer. But the machine is fully automated. So you dial in your strength, the size of the cup, and how much foam you want. And then the machine grinds the coffee beans for you with a ceramic burr on the inside. It brews the coffee or espresso, and then it froths the milk that's going to go in it. So all you have to do is to drink it. Push the button, and then you have your cafe style drink. Cleaning is really easy. There are only two pieces. They pop right off. You can rinse them in the sink or throw them in the dishwasher. And the fully automated espresso machine is $799, and you can get it at Philips.com, Best Buy, or Seattle Coffee Gear. They also have them at Williams Sonoma with an exclusive stainless steel model.
Really? All right, you got one more good one for us?
Yeah, so the final thing here is a place for the best bargains on the Internet. So I want to recommend a site called Zulily. So Zulily has year-round sales of up to 70% off. So it's a really good bargain spot any time of year. But for the holidays, you can really find something for anyone. A couple suggestions, you know, they've got really cool Lego kits for kids or for, you know, the young at hearted. They've got Cuisinart knife sets that are great for the aspiring chef in your life. But what makes you really the best place to find these gifts is their best price promise. So the site has guaranteed prices that are lower than Amazon or Walmart.com for the exact same products.
Wow.
And, you know, what's cool about it is not only do they make that claim, but they will show those retailers' prices on their website right next to their own prices, so you can price shop in real time while you're shopping and make sure you're getting the cheapest deal on the Internet. So
that's good.
You can find that at Zulily.com, which is Zulily.com.
I'm all for that. I want to give those guys a run for the money. They're too big for their britches. All right, there they are, hot ticket items for shoppers. You're looking for the ideal gift for men. There it is. Thank you, Clint. Clint Carter here on the DJB Show.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNlife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNlife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Past the hour, time for our daily visit from Chuck Curry, our movie man. I'm just watching the trailer for the new James Bond movie that's out now. Some interesting new characters. Hard to grasp their impact just by watching the trailer. How many times have you watched this trailer so far, Chucker?
Just a couple. what's the first thing that comes to mind after you watch that trailer? Just a couple words pop in your head. What are they?
Craig will miss not being James Bond.
I say expensive. It looks like a massive production.
Oh, yeah. And didn't he get 50 for doing it? How much did he get for doing it? Some crazy
money. I don't know. He got some crazy money. I think it was something like 50. But
so who's the blonde? The blonde that was in the last one, he falls for her? Is she part of the future of the James Bond series, or is this just it for her? I don't know the answer to that question.
But I mean, I guess a couple points that I got out of it. Christoph Waltz's Blofeld, who is in the movie Spectre, the villain in Spectre, he's now incarcerated. He's in that trailer. That's a nice touch. And Rami Malek, I guess, plays the main villain,
bad guy.
Steve Kreshoff, winning the Oscar for Bohemian Rhapsody. That was a good signing. It creates a lot of interest in the film, but I guess to say the budget's like $250 million, the most expensive 007 film ever shot. But here's my question for you. The title of the movie is No Time to Die. So here's my question. What are the odds of them killing off Daniel Craig's James Bond at the end of this film?
Zero.
You think so? I think it's higher than that. I'm going to say higher.
Nah.
I don't know. I'm going to say 25%. I think it's a possibility.
Really?
You know
why? Then how do they continue the James Bond series without James Bond?
They just, simple because they just reboot it in a different. It just reboot it. It's a standalone concept or idea. Yeah. They could do it. I think if they did it, it would create even more interest in the film. I would not rule it out.
I'd be upset. It would bother me a lot if they bumped him off.
Okay.
And how, by the way, could they keep that secret? The movie's been in the can for 3 or 4 months. It's coming out, in April? So how are you going to keep that quiet?
Well, they may not, and they may not care, because it'll spread
Wouldn't it be by now the word would have gotten out? Somebody would have leaked it.
Maybe not, unless they filmed a few different endings. And I think they're able to keep some of that stuff under wraps. Now, the day it's released, that would be, with social media, then they obviously could not. But interesting to think about.
Right. Exactly. I noticed that there's a lot of stuff in social media about Frozen 2. The ads on TV suggest it's the most popular movie of the year. Number one again. A lot of tweets from parents about taking their children to see it. Every time I go to the movies, there's a bunch of little crumb grabbers in there running around with their parents on their way to see Frozen 2. So is that what's this weekend going to bring about, would you think, in terms of changes or opportunities?
Frozen 2 is real. Listen, I don't really go to see a lot of animation. My daughter's 14. I really don't take her to see. She has too much time on her hands watching zombie movies. I mean, how is she going to watch this animation stuff?
Time for that.
So, I'm not going to comment on it. I mean, I know whether parents take their kids as a babysitter or these really love, I guess they love the Pixar and the Disney stuff. It's good that they make family-oriented movies. It's a great thing. We need that.
Exactly.
And they're very popular, so they go hand in hand. A couple things. The Irishman, not only won the Best Picture Award at the New York National Board of Review, but also the New York Film Circle. So that's two major Best Picture of the Year awards that the Irishman has now garnered. This is going to be a really good Oscar race, Doug. You got the Irishman, as we spoke yesterday. You got Joker. You got Richard Jewell getting really good buzz. Clint Eastwood's new movie, Ford vs. Ferrari, which you've seen.
A lot of
people speculate that's going to be a top runner. And there's a few other Little Women, which opens on Christmas Day, is getting also some really good buzz. So a lot of high-quality movies.
What about Star Wars? I want Star Wars to get an Academy Award.
For Best Picture?
Anything. By the way, you can get paid $1,000 to watch 10 of the Star Wars movies back to back. Did you see that? CableTV.com announcing a contest is going to pay one Twitter user $1,000 to watch 10 Star Wars films while sharing their thoughts in real time on social media.
Let me ask you a question. I've known people who go on the movie marathons and watch all five Die Hards in one sitting. Can you do something like that? Well, I could do three. I don't think you could do more than three.
I did it with 24 one night while I was in England. I couldn't sleep. I did that. That's how I got introduced to 24, as a matter of fact.
Okay. And I know when I was a kid, a lot of people, they had Planet of the Apes marathon.
I don't have that time.
Five of those films.
I don't have that time. The new Jack Ryan thing is out on Prime. I'm trying to get my Prime operating again because I want to see that. That was good last time around. Chuck Curry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.